Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, those are unclean unto you. Whoso toucheth their carcass shall be unclean until the even. What man soever of the seed of Aaron is a leper, or hath a running issue, he shall not eat of the holy things until he be clean. And whoso toucheth anything that is unclean by the dead, or a man whose seed goeth from him, whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. But one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor ignorantly, whom he hateth not in time past. And Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the host, and said unto them, Have her forth of the ranges. And whoso followeth her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, Slay her not in the house of the Lord. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. And will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. But he that hateth reproof is brutish. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed. But he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamities shall not be unpunished. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return upon him. Whoso keepeth a fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof, so he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his way shall fall at once. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, It is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing, and bewrayeth it not. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And whoso falleth not down and worshippeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. His wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. His disciples say unto him, If the case, whosoever therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him?